Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pagans Tonight Radio Network, the voice of the pagan world. Pagans Tonight is sponsored by Witchschool.com, your anyone, anytime, anywhere magical education.
Listening to Pagans Tonight. Pagans unite on Pagans Tonight. Many paths, one network. For over 5 years, we've been the place to connect with the best, brightest, and most trusted voices in the pagan world. Every night is Pagans Tonight.
Good evening, good morning, good night, good second breakfast. Whenever you are, wherever you are, my name is Laura Gonzalez, and I'd like to welcome you to the very first and only bilingual Pagan Show for Pagans Tonight Radio Network. This is Lunatic Mondays, and I'm very happy to see people already connecting on the chat room. We have my friend B, we have Circulo de Isis, we have already callers on queue waiting to ask their questions, because tonight we have a divination, tarot, oracles night. I know it has a proper title, but I forgot. Okay, tarot, oracles, and divination night. Yay! And we have also participations that are going to be fantastic for the reading for the week. We have tonight debuting for Lunatic Mondays, and we hope that in a long, long time, collaborations with Carrie Turing. She's going to be collaborating, doing rune readings. Some people say they can hear, so let me tell them, click F5 or refresh your screen. Sometimes at the beginning of the show, it's a little bit tricky. It asks you to kind of like to reload the question, if you will, reload the audio. And so as I was saying, we're going to have Carrie Turing. She's beginning her collaboration here with Lunatic Mondays. She's going to be, hopefully, and if everything goes well, sending her reading, runes reading for the week, every other week when the show is in English. And also we have tonight amazing readers with us. We have my dear friend, Carolina Amor, and we have also my dear friend, Aaron Marsh. And I can see Carolina Amor already on the queue. I don't see Aaron, but he should be right behind. He should be coming very quickly. So let me introduce these wonderful people as they deserve it. Carolina Moore started reading the tarot when she was 11 years old. Tarot became a door for her to connect with her guides and get messages to help people in their personal journeys. She studied astrology and other divination tools such as runes, oracles, the pendulum, and more. Some of her teachers include, but are not limited to, Sonia Choquette, Doreen Virtue, John Holland, John Edward, Carmel Joel Baird, and more. She is always seeking ways to continue developing her gift and loves connecting with other teachers and psychics. Her life purpose is to be a lighthouse guiding those who are lost in the dark and need a way out. She does this by offering readings and teaching classes. She's a passionate teacher and loves helping her students develop their own psychic tools so they can use different strategies when they face situations. She also teaches them how to trust their own inner compass. So we have Carolina Mora. She's already here on the studio. Hi, Carolina. How are you, honey?
Hey, good. I'm doing great. Happy to be here today.
Thank you for being here, and while you get yourself comfy there, let me present Aaron. Aaron Marsh is a Chicago-based entrepreneur, owner of Nightcap Coffee Bar, and magician. He is currently a member of the Fraternity of the Phoenix, where he has served on the board of directors and currently serves as a spiritual mentor. And Aaron That is where you are. Okay, there you are. Hi, Aaron. How are you?
Hi. So, yeah, I'm a member of the Fellowship of the Phoenix, actually. And I know it's confusing because we just went through a transition. So, but yes, the Fellowship of the Phoenix, you can find us online. And I'm doing well. I'm coming to you live from Nightcap Coffee Bar as we speak.
Yay! And what did I say? I say fraternity?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, because I know it was something with F, but I guess
exactly.
It was the wrong word. But A, well, I at least got through it. And so welcome, Carolina. Welcome, Aaron. I was saying earlier, we're going to have a couple of visitors tonight by pre-recording segments. And I'm very happy because we're going to have Kari Tower in doing this rune readings for the week, every 2 weeks, obviously. And this is her debut. This is the first time that she's going to do it. And we're very happy to have her. And we also have a very interesting message from Rosmarina Stelic from Toronto. And she's giving us some very special news and you know, something that she wants to share. So we're looking forward to that. But before we go full force into this show about divination, I know we have at least one caller. If you want to ask a question live, please make sure you press 1. Press number 1 on your dial phone or your Skype. And before any more me saying silly stuff, Carolina, you're in California. Are you safe? What's going on? Tell us a little bit of how, I mean, we all are conscious of all these fires happening. So first of all, we're glad that you're safe and you're calling, but how are things going on over there?
Yeah, it's been quite crazy this past week and a day. I think they started on Sunday last week, and they spread very fast. Luckily, I'm not close to the fire zone, although we've been having a lot of smoke here and the air quality is not very good. But my main concern was that these fires are very close to the Temple of Isis, the Isis or Isis sanctuary. So they had to evacuate the animals that they have there. And we've been praying, and I think it is contained and they are out of danger. But that has been a source of stress for me, as that's one of my spiritual homes. So it's been a source of worry. And I have a couple of friends that have lost their houses. And it's been really, really a tough period for us here in California. And we have fires in the north, and we have fires in the south. It's just like really very impactful. And I know that you've been suffering from the earthquake in Mexico. So it seems like all these natural disasters are hitting different areas, and it's just like creating a lot of chaos besides, you know, the other chaos that we are going through. So.
Yeah, well, just to think about 45 makes everybody, you know, nervous and puts you in a state of chaos. And the fact that some people are still denying that climate change is a hoax or that there is not existing. And, you know, there's a lot of anger and there's a lot of confusion. And the good thing is, you know, like always, making something bad into something really good. There is a lot of energy. There is a lot of energy that people are dealing with. And Aaron, I know you are planning on doing something good to utilize this energy. So I would like you to please tell us, what is this meditation thing that you got going on, and how can we participate on it?
Sure. So I've been organizing an online distribution of correspondence tentatively titled Magical Meditation for the United States. And this is something, it's been bubbling in my head for a while, but this work is inspired by some operations done by Dion Fortune during World War II. really the same, like a week or two after Germany invaded Poland in 1939, she began sending out meditation instructions for how to influence the nation towards peace and safety for society, and especially for the members of her society, the Society of Inner Light. And it did not get caught up in politics or any specific person's opinions or will, but just working to channel spiritual forces that govern the world and govern the universe, really, and to open ourselves up to creating that balance in our day-to-day lives and radiating that balance to the rest of society. We're not at war, and we're definitely not having conflicts with specifically with an outside nation right now, but there's a lot of inner turmoil in our society and in our nation, and there's a lot of division. There's a lot of us versus them mentality going on right now, and I thought this work would be useful to help try to radiate unity and peace. So for now, this exists as a Facebook event, which can get renewed every couple weeks. And only the preliminaries are being laid out online right now, which is great. So anyone and everyone are welcome to join whenever they like. Ideally, it's a daily meditation, but, you know, people can do what they're able to do and be proud of that. And then there is a group of us who will meet probably a week from today at this time to do some in-person work, channeling the spiritual forces and seeing what messages we can get to post to the event group and let everybody else know what type of information we receive. So if people are interested in that, they can also check the Facebook page for the details, which will be posted. And then I'd also encourage, if people want to gather their own groups of people together to do the same thing, you know, if they're far, either far in Chicago or far from Chicago, like I said, everyone and anyone is welcome to participate. The idea is that the more people that we have working with these spiritual forces, the more powerful that they will radiate through our society and create healing. And I can post the link to that event page on the Lunatic Mondays page on Facebook.
Beautiful. We would love to have that. I just shared the link for the event here on the chat room. And if you go ahead and put it on the Lunatic Mondays page so everybody can connect. And like you say, you know, it's a group effort. You know, everybody has all this energy, and let's channel this energy into healing the planet, healing the situation, healing everything. Everything needs a little bit of a push. But before that, I should have asked you before, how are you, my friend? Because I haven't seen you in forever. It's been like 3 days. So I don't know. I don't know how you are. People are not going to believe me that we see each other, but we don't really, like, you know, have a lot of time because you're working or I'm working or we're both working.
Yeah, we were busy this week. I've been well. I've been well. So creating that group, the magical meditation, has been rewarding so far. And like I said, we're only in the preliminary, like, parts right now. So the event group is created. I posted some topics just so people know what, like, the theme and the feel of the meditations are going to be before we start working heavy with the spirits. And but even that has definitely overflowed into other areas of my life. So yeah, so that's great. Work is good, and I'm actually at a horror movie screening at Nightcap Coffee Bar of an old black and white movie, The Mummy's Hand, and I'll probably be using a Gothic tarot deck in honor of Halloween tonight, so I've got this great creepy Halloween ambiance around me right now, which I don't expect to bubble over into people's outcomes of the readings, but but it's fun for me to look at.
I mean, it's just fitting for the season, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, Carolina, where are you going to be utilizing tonight, honey?
Today I'm just going to be traditional, and I'm going to have my Rider White deck. So, nothing fancy tonight.
Nothing fancy. Well, that is very fancy. It's the number one tool for teachers. And I'm glad that you're utilizing that one, because then I can come and get my Legacy of the Divine by Sierra Marchetti. The images of the Legacy of the Divine are beautiful. I am totally in love with anything and everything that Sierra Marchetti creates. And no, he's not sponsoring me. I just love his work. And because when I teach, and Aaron, you know this very well because you see me teaching, when I teach, I only use the Rider-Waite Smith for work.
Yes.
Because I want to make like a deeper connection. But all my students have graduated. Yay!
Wow.
Tomorrow we're going to have a mini ceremony at NICAP for Molly, because Molly is the latest graduate. And then after my students graduate, then I go back to my regular tarot deck. So I'm happy to announce that I'm back working with Legacy of the Divine by Sierra Marchetti until we get a new student, and then we go back to the Rider-Waite Smith. But without further ado, I want to let you know what's going on in Canada. I want to let you know what Rosemary Nostelic is working on, if I find it. Okay. Norfers. I can find it. Okay. Stay tuned. Couple of minutes, please. Aaron and Caro, if you can please mute your phones, and I'll be right back. We'll be right back with more here on Lunatic Mondays.
Psst. Something witchy this way comes. Toronto's first ever Witch Fest North is casting a spell upon you. Prepare to be enchanted. Good evening. My name is Rosemary Stelic, multidimensional artist of sound and vision, and Broom Crew member and witch, preparing you for Witch Fest North, a festival of witches, Wiccans, wise women, and magical folk in the arts, flying out of the broom closet and into Toronto from October 5th to the 31st. Its purpose? To celebrate the repeal of Section 365 of the Criminal Code of Canada, which made it illegal to be a practicing witch. This inaugural GTA citywide festival is a witch's walking tour, creating an open coven for all kinds, featuring storytellers, craftspeople, artists, musicians, and spiritual warriors. Witch Fest North founder, artist, and program director Monica Bedursky states that Witch Fest North was dreamed into existence to bring together witches, Wiccans, pagan practitioners, women in the arts, and to share with a wider Toronto audience. We embody every walk of life. We do not discuss diversity and inclusivity. We embody these attributes. Witch Fest North are events that are happening all over the city, open to all ages, to witches and Wiccans equally, magical folk, etc. So raise your broom. This will be a first-time citywide festival opening an entire month's worth of events celebrating pride in the witchy arts. For more information, come to www.witchfestnorth.org or find us on Facebook and Instagram. Witchfestnorth.com. See you there.
You're listening to Pagans Tonight. Pagans Unite on Pagans Tonight. Many paths, one network. For over 5 years, we've been the place to connect with the best, brightest, and most trusted voices in the pagan world. Every night is Pagans Tonight.
And we're back here live on Lunatic Mondays, Lunes Lunaticos. If you have a question, you can send it privately by message on Facebook, or you can send it here in the chat room privately. Please let us know if you want your name to be mentioned or if you're going to use a pseudonym, let us know. And we do have our first caller and area code 201. Area code 201, you're on the air. Please let us know your name and your question.
My name is Rose. My question is, the holidays are coming, and I'm wondering if I'm going to hear from Evan.
Okay. I will put you back on mute for a minute. And the question was, holidays are coming. Rose wants to know if she's going to hear from Evan. Who wants to go first? My dear witchy friends. And make
okay,
sure
I'll
you
go.
Unmute your... I was going to say, make sure
no,
you unmute your microphone.
I know. It sounded... I was just, like, taking some cards. So what I am seeing right now is that there is a great opportunity to see this person. Very positive cards came up as the Empress, the Temperance, the High Priestess, and also the Nine of Cups. So I feel like this, there is a high chance of seeing this person, but it has to be with the intention of a positive outcome, because I see that there are some feelings there and there is some stress as well, as the Nine of Swords came up, and then the Two of Pentacles comes up as well. So what it's saying is, I don't stress too much thinking whether you're going to see this person or not. Just intend for this person to come your way, and they will, if that's your true wish and it's for your best. But you need to be flexible and not put a lot of pressure on whether it's going to happen or not, because in that part of, like, or not, is where you are putting some energy that's pushing that encounter away. So be mindful of how you phrase it, but I think there is a very big chance of this person coming your way for the holidays.
I'll echo that. I have a very solid, it's likely, it's not a clear yes. But I love the tarot because we start with temperance, which means that this is being contemplated by both parties. But then we have justice reversed, so now it's not a solid yes, but there's something needs to be reckoned first, and I'm thinking it's likely a grudge being held, possibly on your side. And the final outcome being the Two of Pentacles, like with Carolina. So a balancing and sharing. So again, it is likely, but there is an issue that's blocking you two from reconciliation, and that has to be addressed if you do intend on speaking to each other.
Thank you, Aaron. And what I have is I pulled three cards. And I have the World, the Six of Swords, and the Page of Wands. And as my colleagues agree, I agree with my colleagues, it looks good. You have the World, and it's like a person in this image with open arms receiving or giving. You know, it could be both ways. Being part of the World and being in harmony with everyone. However, that pesky however, this Six of Swords tells us it kind of depends on moving on and moving away from certain toxicity, certain thoughts that are probably not working on our favor. And last but not least, the Page of Wands. And that Page of Wands, I have to agree with Aaron that it talks about anger or resentment and a little bit of, you know, kind of being a child that is upset about something and won't let it go. So unless Evan is a child or acts like a child, I will ask who is acting like a child, who is not letting this anger go, and rather concentrate on having fun at the holidays and having a good time And if this person comes around, they come around. And if they don't, then still have fun. But the message is let go of that anger. Let go of those thoughts that are negative. Rose, that's what we have for you tonight.
Wonderful. Thank you all so much.
Thank you for calling. And while I go to screen the next call, Carolina, why don't you start telling the public, the audience, how did you get so into divination and this kind of psychic abilities? I leave you the microphone because I'm going to go screen the next call. So, Carolina, the floor is yours. I'll be right back.
Okay. So I started, as my bio said, when I was 11, it always caught my attention. The cards were always very attractive, and that was my first encounter with divination. But then it took a progression into starting to study astrology and then runes and the pendulum and all these different oracles. And I feel like divination is fascinating. I don't believe that divination is fortune telling. I believe that divination is just a tool for us to be able to get a clarity into the direction our soul wants us to go. It's a direct connection with our soul purpose and our soul mission. And the cards or astrology or any kind of a tool that we use just help us get closer and have an idea of where we are going or what's the best way to go. But it doesn't define who we are, and it doesn't really tell us what is going to happen, because in the end, it's only, you know, a possibility or an opportunity, but it takes our willpower to make those things happen. And that's my way of seeing divination. I don't know if you agree, Erin. Oh, she muted.
Okay. Well, probably he's on mute. Erin, are you there? Or did I mute him? I hope not.
I'm here. Hi. Hi.
Hi.
That was so funny. That was so funny.
Dead air. We just killed the show.
Well,
it happens every time.
You don't need to answer.
I don't even know what the question was anymore, because I wasn't listening to the whole thing.
Yeah, I was just mentioning how I see divination as a tool of self-discovery and connecting mm-hmm. with your soul and your soul purpose, and not as a way of like fortune telling on mm-hmm. what's going to happen in your future. That's mm-hmm. what I was saying.
So, Erin, go ahead, honey.
I agree. It's funny, like in the last reading, we had that very strong likely, because that's kind of how it works as fortune telling divination. So using it for certain purposes, such as reflecting psychological states or shadow states, or maybe what's hidden underneath situations, can be very detailed. And you can get a lot of information if you keep, you know, if you keep exploring further and pulling more cards. But as far as the fortune telling aspect, that's also very helpful, but it's the way it works. It's not going to be concrete. It's based on so many criteria that if things happen to, you know, if everything happens to fall this way as we move forward from this reading, then it's a likely yes. But because of human freedom and independent will and all of these aspects, I don't believe necessarily in divine preordination. So there's always chance for us and the world to take other course than what we see in the cards at this moment.
And I was now left in mute. Yeah, it does make sense. It just, you know, I'm trying to screen the calls and then be on the communication here in the tarot, so it's kind of hard.
Sure. Do you need more time?
But I'm going to ask you, no, I'm good. We have one more caller so far. And we're going to have a little bit of music in just a minute. But I just realized, dear Aaron, that all the years that we know each other, I have never asked you the question that I asked Caro. How did you get into utilizing divination tools? Because I know you use a lot. I've seen you scry, and I love how you scry. But how did you get into all this?
So it began, I was initially interested in many things, but around divination, so mysticism, spirituality, comparative religion, and ultimately magic. And so I'd been exploring those topics and experimenting with those things on my own. Eventually joined the group that is now the Fellowship of the Phoenix and began a more serious hermetic and magical training with within that group. And one of those things was more frequent exposure to the tarot. And I fell in love with the tarot because more than really any of the other divination systems, because it's sensual. So, and not in a like a sexual way, but sensual in that it stimulates your senses so vividly. There's so much to look at. There's so much color. And then when you go into the various decks, you can pick up a deck for, at the time, sometimes $20, and you have 78 individual works of art, you know, that you can carry with you. So I was just fascinated by how beautiful they can be and how much endless variety there is. And then how you can cross-reference your knowledge of tarot with other subjects or vice versa. So, for example, one of the decks that I like a lot is called the Shakespearean Oracle. Although it's called an oracle, it's a traditional 78-card tarot deck. And I like Shakespeare a lot, too. So it's fun seeing the correspondences and then cards that I'm less comfortable with seeing. Okay, so what Shakespeare character did they put in this in the role of the Page of Swords? And what does that say about the card? Or vice versa. You know, I've never actually read Shakespeare's The Winter Tale. Why did they use this character from that in this card? What does it tell me about Shakespeare's character? So once you have a handle on the tarot formula and the order of the cards, you can pick up, if it's a well-made theme deck, and learn a little bit about other subjects as well. And so I like to utilize it for that.
All right. Thank you so much, Aaron. And Carolina, obviously, for your answers. I know, Carolina, I have asked you like a million times the same question, but, you know, probably some people have never heard you before, or maybe they live under a rock and they don't know that you're here all the time, you know. But thank you for your answer, and thank you so much, Aaron, for your answer. And I'm looking forward to see that Oracle deck. You have it already? The Shakespeare one?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I've had that for years, yeah.
Oh, I thought that was which one is the one you said you wanted to buy?
You
showed me the
book,
photos.
I saw this book recently that was, it's a book, and it's supposed to be about, like, occult and mystic references in Don Quixote de Cervantes. And then also, I guess it alludes to Shakespeare using some of the same themes and how you can see also these themes, these archetypes, of course, in characters in the arcana of the tarot. And I haven't picked it up, but I sent that to you the other day because I was like, Don Quixote, Shakespeare, tarot, swoon, you know.
Yay! Yeah. So excited. All right, so we're gonna take a little break. We're gonna listen to Cari Towering, because she's not only a rune reader, but she's also a singer, and she sent us a few of her songs. And since winter's coming, we're going to listen to this Winter's Come. We'll be right back with more here on Lunatic Mondays.
Thank you.
are listening to Pagans Tonight. Pagans Unite on Pagans Tonight. Many paths, one network. For over 5 years, we've been the place to connect with the best, brightest, and most trusted voices in the pagan world. Every night is Pagans Tonight.
And we're back here live on Lunatic Mondays, Lunes Lunaticos, the very first and only bilingual show for Pagans Tonight Radio Network, obviously brought to you by the favor of witchschool.com. I can never sponsored by witchschool.com. I can never think about this word on English or Spanish. It's always lost in my head. But anyway, let me tell you about future shows. There are future shows coming here on Lunatic Mondays, and they are all very good, or so I think, obviously, because they're my shows. So next week, for those who speak Spanish, next week we're going to have a divination, oracle, and tarot night on Spanish. They're going to be here with us, La Bruja Neus from Argentina. She's going to be doing runes. And then we're going to have, once again, Carolina Moore, now in Spanish, doing her readings. And yours truly, Laura Gonzalez, doing readings also on Spanish on the 23rd of September. On the 30th of September, on the 30th, we're going to have Chris Alon. He's going to be talking about his new book, Deeper into the Underworld. And it's just fitting for, you know, Samhain time. We're going to be talking with him about his new book, Rites of Passage for the Death, and all that kind of cool stuff. And on November, believe it or not, we are going to be celebrating our second year anniversary, still to be determined. I am hoping that we will have Christian Ortiz, and obviously the invitation is there for Carolina Moore to be on our celebration for our second year anniversary on Spanish on November 6th. And on November 13th, we will have now our celebration in English. And I know, Aaron, you're going to be here with us celebrating our second year anniversary. Hopefully confirmed, but not confirmed yet on time. But I know our everyday goddess, Celia Farron, is going to be here with us celebrating our second year anniversary. So that's going to be pretty cool shows, if you don't mind that I say so. You know, pretty cool shows coming, celebration of second year. Can you all believe that it's already 2 years? For me, it's like,
nope.
What? Already 2 years?
Yeah.
It's
wow.
Amazing. Yeah. And so thankful to have both of you on both the English and Spanish celebration. If you can make it, obviously, no pressure. But you two are, you know, part of this show. We consider you part of the family. And we would love to have you guys. So we have one more caller. And my dear, I think she said her name was Jane or Jean. I cannot remember. So let me, question, caller, you are online now, you're live.
Hi there,
hello.
It's Jane, how are you?
I'm good, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
So you have a question for the three of us, let us know what your question is about.
Just wondering if you see any changes coming up for me as far as work.
Work, okay. Give us a second while we all shuffle and get connected and do our thing. By the way, for the people who are in the chat room, they're listening live, you can ask your questions now. You can send them by private message. Or if you're listening and you're not in the chat room, but you're on Facebook, you can send us your questions by Facebook Messenger. But for Jane, changes on work, changes in the future for work. And I don't know if any of you guys is ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead, Aaron.
Okay, so this is another strong likely chance. We start with Chariot. So we have control of the situation and upward movement. The King of Swords, so someone with a clear wit and someone with a good idea of their own wisdom and their own ideas that they can pursue, possibly taking on some new some new projects at work or a new authority. But the last card is the Fool reversed, so it's not a complete yes. There's some trust and responsibility issues that are likely going to need to be addressed in order for that change to happen, what I see here.
Thank you, Erin. Caro, you want to go next, honey?
Sure. I agree with Erin 100%. And some of the cards that I got are concerning in the sense of the devil is in the present position right now. So I feel like there is some details that you need to work on. I don't know if you are selling yourself short or you don't have a lot of confidence to go for a new opportunity, but I do see the new opportunity coming your way. And I see you moving forward. It's just like you have to move away from the negativity, and this negativity may be in your current job. What they are asking you is just to stop suffering there. I feel like the environment in your work today is not very healthy. To be a little more flexible and to go and look for that new opportunity that's waiting for you. I think that there's some blocks that you are putting there to yourself. So just like I say, the devil is in the details, and the sooner you get that monkey off your back, the sooner you'll get the new opportunity coming your way.
Thank you, Caro. And what I have is a little bit different from my colleagues here today, but on the same token, you know, it's like, yes, it could happen, but it depends on you. The first card that I have is Justice Reverse. The second one that I have is the Tower Reverse. And those two are telling me, the first one, you probably are being in the middle of some injustice. People are judging your work in a very negative way. And maybe also a situation where there's a lot of gossip, a lot of judging, a lot of kind of like a unhealthy environment at work currently at the place where you currently are. And then we have a Tower Reverse. So I wonder if you have been asked to leave that job or if you are really holding on to this job now and are afraid to go through the changes. And as always with the Tower, my recommendation will be don't resist the change. Just let the change happen. It probably will be that the decision is going to be made for you. So the best way will be don't resist the change and just let it happen. And then this comes also with a warning. Be careful what you wish for, because the third card that we have is the Ten of Wands. And the Ten of Wands is like lots of work, lots of creativity, lots of fire, and you will be burning the midnight oil. You will be working a lot. So I will say it's better to let go of a toxic environment and go work where you're going to be appreciated. And you're going to be working a lot, and obviously you're going to be making a lot of money. But letting go of that ideal that you have right now where you are working and perhaps letting the bricks just fall down and away from you so you can move and maybe expand your horizons. I hope that that helped you, Jane.
Yeah, you guys are right on as far as the situation I'm in right now with my current job. You guys are so right on.
Thank
yeah,
you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm looking, for a new job. It's just the timing and, you know, finding the right opportunity and the right fit for me.
Yeah, I don't know if, and I'm not going to ask you to disclose because you don't have to, but it feels like if you don't quit, in my opinion, for what I see, if you don't quit soon, they are probably going to ask you to leave. And I will say, just better leave with your pride and your head held high before they ask you to go, you know, especially if it's for an unjust situation.
Yeah, there's people, you know? I feel like there's some people want me to quit. I've been with the company for a very long time, and I don't know, it's just the energy has changed, in the past couple of years with, you know, the people they hired. and it's not the same company I started off with, and you know, there's a lot of negativity.
All right, well,
it's a very toxic environment. Yeah, but you guys are still right on as far as how you describe my current work situation.
Well, thank you for calling, and please stay tuned for the reading for there's still going to be a tarot reading for the week, and there is going to be a rune reading for the week, and those also fit into your advice for this week. So stay tuned, people. Don't go away. Unfortunately, we don't have any more questions, but that doesn't mean we don't have any more program, because we're going to keep talking about tarot. And
Laura,
we said earlier, yes.
Did you mention there were some pre-recorded questions you mentioned?
No,
there's
some pre-recorded. What is pre-recorded is the rune reading for the week.
Okay. Okay.
So that we're going to listen to a little bit later. But what I was going to get into, guys, because we all three of us agree that tarot is a self-discovery tool that is better used, you know, to understand yourself. But all three of us work with magic. So my question will be, how do you utilize tarot for magical purposes?
Sure, I'll start. My model of magic is that it relies on spiritual assistance. So whether that be the force of a creator, a god and goddess, or spirits that you contact and work with, meaning lots of things, but that everything we get done is in contact through collaboration, I'll say, with other spiritual entities. And the tarot can be utilized to focus our energy on specific spirits. And once we've contacted spiritual aid, it can be used as a method to communicate with them. And that can look like a few different things. One of the ways is just as with the psychological model, where when we're using the tarot to reflect our own states of mind or our own aspects of ourselves that we might be overlooking, or the situations around us that we might be overlooking, we can do the same about the spirit. So we can try to get to know them through what cards are showing up while we're working with them. We can also ask them to communicate with us through the cards, of course. And another way that I've utilized them is I figure if I can learn tarot cards and I can learn to use different decks, why can't the spirits learn to use them, or why can't I teach spirits to use different methods of communication as well? So, for example, my ancestors, who the more recent ones, like my deceased grandmother, probably never looked at or used a tarot deck, but every night when I would stop by and light a little candle or just say hi to her picture, I would pull either a reading or a single card. And the idea is that while I'm, you know, looking at what the outcome is, they're learning what the meaning is too, because I'm deciphering it right there while I'm stopping to say hi to her picture. And I would do that every night until we got through a full deck. And that way, then when I'm doing my regular readings, they can jump in, they can communicate with me, or if I'm asking my grandmother, you know, like, I know I shouldn't have spent all my money last month, but I could really use some help this month. What do you think you can do for me? She can answer me in the cards, you know? So
first thing, she's going to be wiggling that finger, you know? She's going to be like, Aaron.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you start with, I know. I know I shouldn't have bought that stack of books. But you still love me, right?
Well, my friend, at least you read the book, so, you know.
Sometimes.
You're good in there.
So, also, like I said, to focus our energy. So you could put them on an altar. You could put them in front of a candle or something like that to give us a tool to focus our attention in making contact. And the same, once again, with desired outcomes. So now, not using them specifically to contact or communicate with spirits, but if you are, doing whatever, a prosperity spell, and you want to use the nine or ten of coins as an image in your craft or on the altar. Again, a way to focus our attention into that image and then into the desired outcome.
Beautiful. Thank you for those tips. Carolina, do you use any of your tools in general or one in particular, such as a tarot, for your magical purposes, for spells and stuff like that?
Yeah, I do. And I think Aaron covered almost every use that I use to the cards. So I cannot come up with anything else without repeating, right? But I also use astrology as a way of working my correspondences when I'm doing magic to see how the planets are, when would be a good day, the alignments and that. So I use a little bit of tarot, but I also use astrology for that, and I use the pendulum a lot as one of the things to get the answers from the spirit world as well. So yeah, definitely those tools help you in those times when you need guidance and you want to make sure that you are doing the right thing.
And just to piggyback on your answers, of course, I love to do tarot spells. And like Aaron was saying, you know, if you're going to do prosperity, you know, to have the, I will go with the King of Pentacles, you know, because I'm not beating around the bush, you know, boom, King of Pentacles, the richest guy on the deck. But also, if you are of the Wiccan persuasion or pagan or you work with the elements, you do have all your aces that represent all the potential of each element.
Yep.
And then you have the moon and the sun. Or you have your empress and your emperor, or your high priestess and your hierophant. And you also have the lovers, you know. So you can play with your cards and on your altar if you don't have any of all of the other tools physically, or just because it's fun, because it's really a lot of fun, to use with the cards, to use the cards as your altar. And another exercise that I used to do at the very beginning of my training with tarot was to pull a card and keep it upside down and put your receiving hand on top of the card and try to feel the energy of the card. What is this card talking about? And, you know, say you start feeling the energies maybe of the Three of Cups. You know, there's a party going, people are having fun, da-da-da. And just go with your intuition and then pick up the card and see if your intuition is attuned with your tarot. Of course, right now I'm talking and what I hold was the Ace of Pentacles. So I guess I'm not in that space right now. Because I was feeling the Three of Cups and it was the Ace of Pentacles. But, you know, it's a good exercise to do when you're trying to develop more of your psychic ability and to be that channel or that, you know, bridge between the world of divination and your conscious mind. And now that I mentioned the Hierophant, nobody likes the Hierophant. Why? Why do you think, Carolina, that nobody likes the Hierophant?
I think it's just a lot of structure. I associate the Hierophant with the planet Saturn, and people don't like Saturn either. So it's just that structure that comes that you needed to build up. It's just that many people don't use it in the right way, I would say.
Do you have an opinion on the Hierophant, Aaron? Now is the moment to hit that guy.
Yeah, I actually think it's like one of my cards, as far as numerology and things like that. I think it's one of the cards I'm related to. And so because of that, I like it. But I understand people's discomfort with it. Should I give like the most general answer or like the answer Because we joke about this sometimes, Laura. So.
Yeah. Just should I give that the answer? Answer that you want to give, Benny.
Okay. But it makes people uncomfortable. I mean, the dress, he's dressed as the Pope in riches with all this paraphernalia. And so people think of a very structured religion. Oftentimes, if they're using this card, that's not where they're coming from. And they may have had bad experiences in that type of environment. So it brings up imagery and iconography that people already have a bad connotation with. I like it overall. I mean, he's a teacher and a high priest who's giving a blessing on the next card, most likely the Lovers, and it represents external religion as opposed to the internal mysteries of, say, the high priestess. I'll stop there.
And I think one of the things that really helped me understand the Hierophant, as you were saying, you know, we joke around a lot about him and, you know, call him names and all of that. But when we substitute that imagery with the person that we consider our spiritual guide, either an elder or the person that we admire because they're knowledgeable or someone that we will go for advice, when we substitute that image from the image that specifically the Rider White Smith looks very Catholic.
Yes.
So for me, when I look at that guy, I'm like, I want to stay away from you because I'm working on it, but you know, I have a very bad relationship with Catholicism. But if I substitute that face with the face of someone that I've learned from or that I trust, I understand where he comes from. So, you know, that's a neat trick to kind of like make peace with the card and you know, see it as, hey, it's the voice of the goddess on the earth, and it might be fill the blank, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of goddess, I would like to go for a musical break real quickly because I need to make sure that nothing is burning in the kitchen. No, I need to go to the bathroom. But don't tell anyone, okay? And we're going to listen to Everyday Goddess with Celia Farron, and we'll be right back with more here on Lunatic Monday.
You are no big deal. And this is Everyday Goddess.
She's a mother off to work. She is driving in her car. She's a goddess in the elevator, rising like a star. They say she's working like a man, but they don't understand. She's dancing with the goddess in her heart. She's that woman on the phone. She's smoothing out a deal. And though her back is aching, she
to Pagans Tonight. Pagans Unite on Pagans Tonight. Many paths, one network. For over 5 years, we've been the place to connect with the best, brightest, and most trusted voices in the pagan world. Every night is Pagans Tonight.
We're back here live on Lunatic Mondays, Lunes Lunaticos. Tonight was a tarot and divination night. We only had 2 questions. What can we do? This is live radio, and that's what happens when you're live on a show. However, before anybody goes, no, I'm not going to let you go just yet. I want to ask you, Aaron, because I know you're having a lot of events coming up at NICAP. And also, if you have any events with the fraternity, the fellowship, the
fellowship.
Brothers of the fellowship. If you have any events that you would like to let us know for the people that will listen later or the people who are listening right now, let us know what's going on.
Wonderful. We have quite a few things happening here. First, again, as I mentioned earlier, for anyone who wasn't here then, of meditation for the unity of the United States, and that will likely meet in person a week from today on Monday. It is ongoing. People can join in from wherever they are any day of the week, and information about that will be on Facebook. And then Friday, October 20th, we're having a Halloween party. So get your masks on. So we'll have costumes, and we'll have a raffle for costume people to enter, and some drinkable potions and some candies and sweets. And then I'll have a few talented readers who will be here doing like gypsy fortune telling, and we'll have live music and all of that at Nightcap Coffee Bar on Friday, October 20th at 7 p.m. Yeah, 7 p.m. till about 10 p.m. Generally family friendly. And let's see. And then the following Monday, so October 23rd, I believe, we're screening Hocus Pocus. So for all of the witches who want to come out and laugh with us, we'll have a screening of Hocus Pocus. And we did this 2-ish years ago, maybe 3 years ago, which is when I discovered, because Nike Coffee Bar does allow BYOB with your purchase here. Hocus Pocus is amazing with a bottle of wine. So bring yourself a bottle of wine or some spiked apple cider and laugh with us.
Those are going to be great events. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to watch Hocus Pocus with you guys.
I know. It's going to be on Monday. A lot of these overlap. What we do is we have Monday night monster movies, usually once a month on Monday nights. But since we're in the Halloween spirit, we're having fun Halloween movies every Monday night every Monday night this month.
So what are you going to play in on the 30th?
Dracula, the black and white with Bela Lugosi, accompanied by a Philip Glass orchestral, a string score. So the classic
wow.
black and white movie, and then there's been music that's been composed to go along with it. So, yep, that'll be fun. And then just a little teaser, in November at some point there'll be a Rocky Horror sing-along here.
Yay! Awesome.
And that won't be on a Monday. We'll schedule that so you can come.
You read my mind. I was just going to say, please don't do that on a Monday.
Lastly,
and I will see you tomorrow anyway.
Yes. Yes, we'll be here together tomorrow. And I should mention, I know Carolina offers lots of services. You offer services. I offer services potentially. So people who've called in for readings who maybe have needs that have come up in their readings, they could contact any of us to work with or to look at further in detail the situations that they're in.
Perfect. Yes, indeed. Let me, obviously, because you know I'm a shameless self-promoter, you know, every Tuesday I'm at NICAP Coffee Bar from noon till 6, sometimes a little later if people call and say, you know, they're coming up from work and they want to come and have a reading. So you will see me there. I'm a part of the furniture already every Tuesday from noon till 6. And we're doing once a month Tarot Sunday Fun Day. So it's amazingly a completely different crowd, different people, and it's been a success so far. Usually happens on the second Sunday of the month there at Nightcap Coffee Bar. And if you need me, my website is www.brujalauragonzalez.com. And Aaron, where can people contact you for any of your services?
Sure. I know you have me linked on the Facebook event for this, so people can just click on my name. The other thing is if they're close by, and just like they can come see you at Nightcap Coffee Bar, they can call or come here as well. But people are welcome to click the link on my name on Facebook and just contact me via the internet as well.
All right. Thank you, Aaron. We know you have to be leaving. You have a movie to go watch and tend to your cafe. But thank you so much for being here tonight. And
thank you for having me. It's so fun.
And we're looking forward for the celebration of the second year anniversary, hopefully to have you here too. And so good night. I'll leave it with your audience so you can say good night.
Good night. Good night, everybody. Good night, Carolina.
Night.
All right. So that was Aaron Marsh. He's gone, but just for now, not forever. And Caro, do you have any events coming up? I know you are tirelessly teaching people to develop their psychic abilities, but do you have like a class, ongoing class, or how can people contact you for classes and for readings and all that?
Yeah, I do offer classes, and I do some online and some in person, and they can find them in my meetup group. But the easiest way to get there is just to go to my website, and that's www.caroamor.com. And in there, in the services, you can see the classes that I'm offering and all the services that I also offer as well. And I'm going to be doing some vending. I'll do readings in the Spiral Dance next week on Friday. Here we have a goddess group that organizes a women-only spiral dance here in the Bay Area. So I'll be participating in that event and also offering readings. So that's something that I do for Samhain or for Halloween, actually, every year.
Awesome. Thank you, Caro. Are you going to stay for the reading of the week, or are you saying goodbye now?
No, I'll stay for the reading of the week to listen to the room reading and your reading.
Awesome. Yeah, we have, as I was saying earlier, debuting today, hopefully on a long, long time collaboration with Caro Taring. She's an amazing, amazing person, an amazing character. If you don't know her, I invite you to come and take a look on her website. She does it all, rune readings. I mean, she wrote the book on runes. So, you know, it is really our pleasure to welcome her here on this new moon reading for the week. So we're going to listen and we'll be right back.
Buenas noches, good kveld, and good evening to you. I'm Caro Taring, staff carrier from Minneapolis, with your Runes for the Moons reading on Lunatic Mondays with Laura Gonzalez. The October moon has been pretty intense. As the moon wanes, we can come into the new moon or the dark moon time when the Earth's shadow blocks the moon's light. We sometimes feel that darkness very deeply. I will choose three runes for the three Norns, whose names are Urd, Verdandi, and Skuld, which are something like the fate women in other traditions. So the first rune is for the Norn Urd, whose name means that which is. And we have Wunyo, joy. So this rune is about joy, but it's a different kind of joy than what we think of as being happy. It's not a don't worry, be happy kind of rune at all. It's a kind of a joy that is a fine line or a fine balance between pride and humility. it's a transcendent kind of joy where it comes through doing your work, really good work. And when you get to that place where you think, wow, I can't believe I did this. And at the same time you say, wow, I did this. So this rune is asking you to dig into that dark moon and remember those pieces in your life that bring you that kind of transcendent joy, that peaceful bliss of following your right path, and to hold on to those pieces. The second rune is for Verdandi or Verdandi. She, her name means becoming. And this rune is Thurs. This is what's becoming. So Thurs is the giants, primal forces. Sometimes I call this rune the terrible twos, because it's as though all of your toddler push me, pull you, and that sort of, don't look at me. Why aren't you paying attention to me? All of those kinds of those extreme emotional extremes are just sort of poised and waiting to sort of become. Thurs gives us a chance to balance between things. It is asking us to use our whole brain. It's asking us to not be reactive. It's asking us to not allow our fight or flight mechanism to be initiated, to not let our whole brains be hijacked. It is asking us to really slow down and think with our whole brain. What do we actually see, hear, smell, touch, taste? What do we actually feel about this? How do we draw boundaries? Thurs is about drawing boundaries between our primitive brain and our upper brain skills, and about drawing boundaries with other people when we see that other people are getting triggered into fight or flight or other kind of allowing emotion or passion to overtake their brains. So that is the rune for Verdandi. And then the third rune, Skuld, is what we should do. Skuld means should. So instead of past, present, and future, Norse tradition has what is, what's becoming, and what should. And the rune for Skuld is Björk. Beorkana, and that is the birch tree. So the birch tree is the most beautiful thing in the winter, up against the green of the pine trees. Birch tree bark is white and stark, and birch tree is the what you call the mother tree that holds space. So this rune is asking us to allow the old growth forest of past precedents, things that agitate and are things that are wanting to hijack us, old patterns. And it's asking us to hold space while these old patterns are cleared. And that the deeper patterns that we want to hold on to that are represented by Wunyo are what we hold in the hands of the birch. Birch tree is the first tree to come up when the old forest has been cleared. And it grows and lives and everything about it is medicinal. Every mushroom that grows on a birch tree is medicinal. In these cold, dark times, it will start a fire when the bark is wet. It is preservative. It is stimulates circulation. Birch is asking us to hold space during this new moon for the new growth, so that old joys, old bliss from what is, from Urd's rune, can be reproduced in the coming times. So Wunyo Tsurisas and Beorkana are the runes for the new moon. If you want to learn more about the runes, please see my website and feel free to download my app named after my book, The Runes, A Deeper Journey. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy Lunatic Mondays.
Thank you so much for Carrie Tarin. That was an amazing rune reading. And without further ado, let me go ahead and read the reading for the week of October 16th of 2017 for Lunatic Mondays, courtesy of Tarot by Laura. Tendency, Five of Wands. The energies of this week are calling for a lot of action. The Five of Wands always makes me think of a round table of equally brilliant creators trying to come up with the best idea for a team project. By definition, the Five of Wands is pretty much a decisions card, where we ask ourselves if the passion, action, and movement, if all that energy we are projecting towards that specific goal is worth the hustle. It is a time to evaluate the rewards we are promised, and if they are beneficial for us, to put our foot down and don't let anyone discourage us. On the other hand, be clear with yourself and don't get involved out of stubbornness in arguments that are not worth your time. What to do? Judgment. Give yourself a pat on the back. Now is the time to recognize your accomplishments and keep moving forward with a new vision of yourself. As you are called to rise from the death, new experiences are to be presented. The worst has passed. Now is the time to reinvent yourself, thinking outside the box, and to be surrounded by like-minded people who will walk alongside you in this new journey. Skip the self-judgment and don't be too hard on yourself and others. As you have made your decision, stick with it and see it through. You have the skills for it. What not to do? The Chariot reverse. Whatever you do, don't stop. This is basically a reiteration of the message from the Judgment card. Self-judgment and hesitation have no space on the energies for this week. Keep your head held high and look for higher ground. What's on the past shall remain there as a learning experience. But that's not your place. Your place is working on your project and moving on with the promise of new adventures. Be confident in your intuition and know that the divine in its many forms is with you, guiding your chariot and protecting you on every step of this journey. Best fortune to you all. I utilize the tarot writer White Smith. And as I said earlier, you can find me and more about my work, www.brujalauragonzalez.com. That is www.BASinBoy, RUJA, LauraGonzalez.com. So there you have it, the readings for this week. And we're back here with Carolina Moore. And how you like the readings? A little bit, they syncretize a little bit, right?
Yeah, they did. I feel like they always do, like, you know, the overlying energy is always the same. So it was amazing. Also, the rune reading, I think it's the first time that I hear someone do it that way. So I'm definitely going to check her site and her app.
She's very talented. We were very fortunate to meet her last year around this time. And we talk about a collaboration, and she said, yes. So here we are doing, you know, in Spanish, we have the collaborations with Monica Gobin that gives us astrology for once a week. And she's doing, or she's going to start doing the runes in English with Kari Taurin. And as she said, you know, you can just go on her website. That is like her name, KariTaurin.com. That is K-A-R-I-T-A-U-R-I-N-G. www.chariotofmoon.com. Oh, I can't believe I spelled that so flawlessly. So thank you. Thank you for everyone. You people who don't speak, people who are not bilingual probably don't know how hard it is to spell something in English, isn't it?
It
doesn't
is.
That happen to
yeah.
you sometimes that it's like, what?
Yeah, yeah. I have to write it down.
Well, I was reading it, so, you know, I cheat a little bit, but, you know, it really is hard sometimes to, like, spell a word. And but there you have it, you know, that's the website for Caritaring, and then also for us working. And I guess it's time to say goodbye tonight, Caro. So I leave you the microphone so you can say goodbye to your audience tonight.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for having me once again. I appreciate everyone that called and everyone that was online as well. And I'm looking forward to being in your show next Spanish for doing some reading.
Awesome. And hopefully your agenda will permit that you be here on either one of the celebrations of our anniversary. We would love to have you because you have been a structural part of this show. Not for 1 year, but for 2 years. And for those who don't know, Carolina has been with us since Pagans Tonight in Español. So she and I go way back collaborating together. And I know I said it on private message. There is no other way to tell you other than thank you. So thank you for always being so supportive to our projects. And thank you for being here. And thank you, everybody that was here tonight. Caro, what kind of music do you want to say goodbye tonight with?
The one with the drums. You know me.
The one with the drums. A little history for people that don't know. When we had, for some reason, I'm going down memory lane. Pagans Tonight in Español. We don't have a whole lot of pagan music on Spanish. But this song that you're about to hear right now, it was a classic. People ask for this song almost every week, and it's Carolina's favorite, and it's also one of my favorites. I really like this song. So we're going to go say goodbye tonight at the beat of the drum of Dragons. Oh, I can't remember their name. Dragon Ritual Drummers. And the song is called Bombay Bollywood Bop. Like always, we'll see you next week, and never forget that you are loved. Good night.
listening to Pagans Tonight. Pagans Unite on Pagans Tonight. Many paths, one network. For over 5 years, we've been the place to connect with the best, brightest, and most trusted voices in the pagan world. Every night is Pagans Tonight.